This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The health ministry in Costa Rica says it has registered its first death from coronavirus. And Brazil's biggest city, Sao Paulo, ordered most commercial establishments closed to the public until April 5th, trying to slow the spread of the virus. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization urges governments to implement an aggressive approach in tackling COVID-19. Lisa Schlein for VOA.
The World Health Organization says it is difficult to nail down any one factor or particular scenario behind the surge of cases in Europe. WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier tells VOA his agency has been warning for weeks that this novel virus would grab hold and continue spreading with relentless speed around the world. Lindmeier explains many countries were unprepared to test, treat, and track those infected when the virus struck. He says many still lack the capacity to implement these important measures. He says the lack of medical equipment, tests, personnel, hospital beds, ventilators, and other essential items is a global problem. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies are trying to organize a virtual meeting next week to discuss a coordinated response to the outbreak. Saudi Arabia said it will act in any way to alleviate the impact of the coronavirus and put forward coordinated policies to protect people and safeguard the global economy. But Hong Kong-based analyst Louis Wong says it may not be enough to stop the market volatility.
Governments are trying very hard to roll out supportive measures to stabilize the economy. But on the other hand, the spread of the coronavirus in some countries seems to be out of control.
In the United States, Wall Street stocks plunged again Wednesday as economists warn of a deep recession. This is VOA News.